The persistence of women's self-doubt. Despite significant progress in society, women often struggle with self-doubt. They believe that hard work and effort will lead to success, even though that's not always true. Many women have witnessed less skilled men get promotions and higher salaries. Research shows that confidence is more closely linked to success than competence. In some fields, like basketball, confidence can't be faked. Monique Curry and Crystal Langhorne, forwards for the WNBA's Washington Mystics, are strong players. However, Curry admits she sometimes lacks confidence. She says, "You have to believe in what you can do and your ability." Langhorne feels the impact of every loss and hates disappointing fans, but notes, "With guys, if they have a bad game, they think, 'I had a bad game,' and move on quickly." The Washington Mystics brought in coach Mike Thibeault to revitalize the team. Thibeault, with experience coaching both men and women, has a unique perspective. He observes that female players often struggle with dwelling on failures and mistakes, which he believes is their biggest psychological challenge. This tendency can directly impact their performance and confidence on the court. Confidence in high-stakes roles. Confidence is crucial in the military as well. Take Officer Michaela Belota, one of 14 classmates at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. She served on the Explosive Ordnance Disposal, EOD team, which deactivates dangerous weapons around the world. Despite her accomplishments, Belota downplays her achievements, acting as if she hasn't earned her position, even though she knows she has. Elaine Zhao, who served as the U.S. Secretary of Labor under President George W. Bush, moved from Taiwan to the United States when she was 8 years old. She recalls being confident but worried about failure, saying, "I feared seeing headlines like, 'Elaine Zhao failed, disgraced whole family.'" When she first arrived in New York, she didn't speak any English and was often teased. Reflecting on her experiences, she says, "Some adversity, if it doesn't break you, makes you stronger." Gender differences in workplace confidence and salary expectations. In 2011, the UK's Institute of Leadership and Management surveyed British women about their confidence at work. Half of them reported feeling self-doubt, compared to less than a third of men. The situation is similar in the US. According to Linda Babcock, a Carnegie Mellon economist and author of Women Don't Ask, men negotiate their salaries 4 times more often than women. When women do negotiate, they ask for 30% less than men. Professor Marilyn Davidson from Manchester Business School found that her male students expect to earn much more 5 years after graduation than her female students. She stated, "Women effectively believe they are 20% less valuable than men believe they are." In 2009, Cameron Anderson from the University of California, Berkeley, surveyed 242 students about historical facts and names, mixing real ones with made-up ones. Surprisingly, those who confidently identified the most fabricated information were often the ones with the highest social status. This suggests that regardless of actual knowledge, confidence can strongly influence how people behave and communicate, leading them to stick to their beliefs even when they're wrong. Confidence, the key to quick promotion. Confidence plays a big role in how fast someone climbs the career ladder. In Anderson's research, being really sure of yourself mattered more than how skilled you were. Even when the most confident students messed up, they still got along with others because they truly believed in themselves. The genetics of confidence. For over 4 decades, Steve Swamy, a neuropsychologist at the U.S. National Institute of Health, has been diving deep into the nature versus nurture debate by studying rhesus monkeys' personalities. Just like humans, these monkeys have a wide range of emotions. What's really caught Swamy's attention is a gene that we share with them, the serotonin transporter gene, or SLC6A4. Serotonin is a hormone that affects mood, and this gene plays a big role in how we process it. Essentially, it comes in different versions: short, short, long, short, and long, long. The short version doesn't do a great job with serotonin, while the long version is super efficient at it. This gene is like a key player in the confidence game, and understanding it better could unlock some secrets about human behavior. Some monkeys with longer SLC6A4 strands exhibit social, daring, and leadership traits, while those with shorter strands are less social, fearful, and risk-averse. In experiments, anxious monkeys raised by nurturing mothers overcame their traits, demonstrating the influence of good parenting on behavior. This underscores the potency of environment in shaping behavior, as even monkeys with anxious genes can flourish with love and support. Experts like Robert Plowman from King's College, London, and researchers in Finland suggest that confidence is partly linked to genetics. Plowman's study involved students completing 15,000 sets of IQ tests across subjects and rating their confidence levels. Surprisingly, students' self-perceived ability, known as SPA, emerged as a stronger predictor of success than their actual IQ scores. In essence, believing in oneself may outweigh intelligence, with genetics possibly influencing this confidence. Genetic influences on confidence. Research into personality traits like confidence is still in its early stages. While others are more delicate like orchids, requiring special nurturing to flourish. According to experts like developmental psychologists Bruce Ellis and W. Thomas Boyce, understanding and supporting these non-dandelion children as orchids can help them reach their full potential, sometimes even surpassing their more resilient counterparts. Gender differences in schooling. In school, girls are taught to be quiet, obedient, and follow the rules. They're praised for being good and avoiding conflict, while boys are encouraged to be messy, take risks, and explore. Girls often avoid making mistakes and taking chances, missing out on building confidence. Boys typically attribute failure to lack of effort, while girls often think they lack skills. In 1972, the U.S. introduced the Title IX law to ensure equal support for male and female sports programs in public schools, aiming to boost confidence through sports. Studies show that girls who participate in team sports are more likely to excel in various life domains, including education and employment. Despite increased female participation in sports, there is a concerning trend. Girls tend to quit earlier than boys. This premature departure often stems from teenage girls struggling with low self-esteem, depriving themselves of a valuable confidence-building opportunity. Thus, it's crucial to keep girls engaged in sports to break this harmful cycle and empower them for future success. Gender bias in the workplace. Traversing the workplace as a woman can feel like walking a tightrope. While hard work and politeness are expected, speaking up or offering unsolicited opinions can lead to backlash, with assertive women often unfairly labeled as difficult or worse. This contrast is starkly illustrated by Linda Hudson, CEO of a major company, who highlights the double standard. Men are assumed competent until proven otherwise, while women must constantly prove themselves. This phenomenon, known as stereotype threat, extends beyond gender, affecting how individuals perform based on societal expectations. Just as African-American students may struggle due to stereotypes, women in fields like science and math face similar challenges. Overcoming these biases is imperative for nurturing a workplace where everyone has equal opportunities to succeed. Workplace challenges for women. Women often sabotage themselves at work by prioritizing being liked, which results in a $5,000 pay gap between young men and young women in their first 5 years post-college. This gap widens over time because women hesitate to negotiate better salaries. Additionally, women tend to overthink situations, affecting both their professional and personal lives. Many can relate to dissecting conflicts with friends or partners and second-guessing simple decisions like getting a new haircut. The new nurture. Different cultures have contrasting approaches to parenting, with some, like the British and French, advocating for more independence and risk-taking early on compared to the United States. Examples include Jane Vierwand, who walked home alone at 4 and a half, and Christine Lagarde, who babysat at 4. Both credit their confidence to their parents' trust. To instill such confidence, they suggest moving away from the traditional warm and fuzzy style of parenting and instead adopting toughness to encourage children to take risks. For 20 years, there's been this idea floating around that everyone is amazing and should always get a prize. But here's the thing. Pumping up kids' self-esteem so much has actually made them scared of messing up. Parents kept telling their kids they could do anything, but when real life hit, it wasn't so easy. Now, psychologist Nansook Park from the University of Michigan has a different idea. He says we should start letting kids take risks little by little. When they fail, instead of getting upset, we should ask them what they learned and how they can do better next time. Lead by example, empowering girls. Kids learn best from what you do rather than what you say. Avoid praising girls just for being good, as this can make them think being quiet and tidy is the only way to earn your approval. Such thinking can hurt their confidence and make them rely too much on others' opinions. High-achieving girls may become perfectionists, always striving for flawlessness. To help them, give specific, moderate praise instead of overdoing it. Don't hide your mistakes, laugh at them, and show your daughters that messing up is part of learning and growing. Build confidence through fast failure. Enhance your confidence by welcoming failure as a fast track to success. Stepping out of your comfort zone and reframing negative thoughts are key. Think of failing fast like testing multiple ideas to see what works, a strategy used in tech but applicable to everyday life. Instead of perfecting one thing, try many and learn from what sticks. Don't overthink or dwell on mistakes. Take action and move forward. Remember, most people are too focused on their own lives to worry about yours. Negativity, like regretting a purchase or doubting our abilities, can drag us down. Instead, let's reframe. I invested in a dress I love, boosting my confidence. Or, this project is challenging, but I'm capable and will tackle it step by step. By flipping these negatives into positives, we train our minds to see the bright side. Practice makes it feel natural. Enhance confidence. Practical tips. To amp up your confidence, try these simple strategies. Meditate to clear your mind, express gratitude daily, break daunting tasks into smaller ones, ensure you're well-rested, stay active through exercise, socialize to boost morale, adopt power positions at work like sitting up straight and taking a prominent seat, and most importantly, be true to yourself. Authenticity is the key to genuine confidence. Key points. 1. Confidence plays a significant role in success, often more than competence itself. 2. Women often struggle with self-doubt and face unfair challenges in the workplace. 3. In high-stakes roles like the military, self-confidence is vital for success and advancement. 4. Genetic factors contribute to confidence, with some individuals being more sensitive to their environment. 5. In education and sports, girls often struggle with confidence and are prone to quitting early. 6. Stereotype threats affect performance, with women facing additional biases in male-dominated fields. 7. Confidence can be improved through strategies like reframing negative thoughts and embracing failure.